Hi, this is Corey from Empathigue Europe. In this video, I'm going to share with you how to care for an inner conflict, how to care for your inner beauty, how to care for your wholeness in a situation where you feel split, torn, undecided, not aligned. And I will show it with an example of mine, and I prepared for you a guided process also that you can download. You find the link in the description of this video. Let's begin with a deep conscious breath. And now we can dive in together. Before we dive, I want to express my gratitude to Henrik for the opportunity to share this video on his channel, Giraffe NVC. It's not about avoiding conflicts or inner conflicts. It's about how we respond to them and how we care for our inner conflicts. Inner conflicts are an invitation for us to look deeper and to connect with what we really want to live, who we really are, that we get in alignment with our values, our feelings, our needs. They show up in different flavors. It can be something like where we do things that we actually don't want to do, or say things or think things that we actually don't want to think or say, or where we don't do the things that we actually want to do, where we don't think the thoughts and believe the beliefs that we actually want to believe, or where we are conflicted in a way that we overthink decisions, that we cannot decide, that we get stuck in our decision process, or we start to really regret our decisions. And they also show up in a way where we see that things that occur on the outside, that our life reflect back to us, are not aligned with what we feel, who we truly are. And there might be themes in your life where it's quite obvious, where you are quite aware of this inner conflict, and there might be themes in your life where it's just a sense of disalignment, but you don't really know where it comes from, or you don't really know the source of your discomfort or your unease. It can be very confusing because there can also be a sense of there's something in us that is working against us actually. And so we start to force ourselves into doing something or really getting hard on ourselves. And then we enter the cycle of self-blame, self-doubt, self-judgment, where the struggle gets bigger and bigger, and then it's the inner conflict starts to be an inner battle. And this is really exhausting and takes all our energy, all our attention. And we get into a state where we are actually violent with ourselves. And that's why it's so important to be aware that conflicts don't arise because something is out of alignment or because we change. But it's the other way around. Because we change and because we get into alignment, conflicts occur. Conflicts are the sign of constant change. And we need to care for them, to care also for the change and for our path of integration. What is asking to be integrated are parts that we have learned to hide, that we have learned to repress and not show, and not the best even not think about it or deal with it in any way. Because it's something where we have learned that it's bad, that it's not enough, that it's not wanted. It's really about unwanted identities, for example, like being shy, being a victim, being weak, being too much. And then we repress these parts in us and repress these identities and get dishonest with ourselves, get dishonest in showing up. And then there are some situations, some themes in our life where we get conflicted and confused, and it can get very out of alignment. And it can get very complex. For me, one of the main things where I enter into an internal or inner conflict is already the knowing that it's not about either or, but it's much more about both and. So I don't have to go into an inner conflict and think there is some part I need to get rid of because it's bad to be, for example, a good person. So I get rid of all the parts in me that are not good, that are angry, that are impatient, that are now noisy, loud, violent, whatever. All those parts I want to get rid of, and just the part that is a good person is allowed to live. But when I go into my inner conflict and know that all of me is welcome, then I already get into a posture that is very different, that is curious, is open, and is compassionate with the whole of me. I stop being afraid of being something I don't want to be. Instead, I get curious and see what are those parts that are resisting, conflicting, that are torn. What are they needing? What do they need an acknowledgement of? Because most of the times, those are parts that learned in an early stage in our life that they are wrong. And in this moment, they decided to split and to get torn. And now I want to go into integration, back into integrity, where all of me is integrated and I can decide from a place of wholeness. And the next thing I want to emphasize is that by relating to those hidden forces in us, I can also relate to their life energy, to their needs, to the fact that everything in us is life trying to express itself. And to this we can connect through the energy of needs. On the level of needs, there are no conflicts. On the level of needs, there is the invitation to take those energy forces and let them play together, let them get creative together, co-create together, that something new can arise. I'm thinking of needs like security and the need for adventure, where they are seemingly contradictionary maybe. And if I invite them to play together and get creative, something new can evolve, where I can care for safety in my adventure, for example, or where I can care for small adventures in my comfort. I get rid of the idea that I already need to know how I can solve my conflict. And I also want to get, when I care for my inner conflict, I also want to get out of this posture that I need to get to a specific result. Something needs to look in a specific way. I need now to behave in a specific way or think in a specific way. But more getting into the posture of curiosity and not knowing and being open for whatever arises. And that it's more about the integration of something that is not integrated yet than of getting a specific result. Because by letting go of specific results and strategies, I open the space for much more than I can ever imagine. For me, this is really a basic magic formula, is to invite magic, allow magic in our life by letting go of specific ways, specific visions that we have how things should look like or how my life should look like. So let's get concrete how we care for an inner conflict. I show you an example of mine and then I invite you to do the same with an example of yours. My inner conflict example is that I love to go in the forest and I would like to do it every day or nearly every day, and I don't do it. I start with the wanted identity. I see already that there's many pictures I really like about myself. I like about myself that I love the forest, that I love the trees, that I love wind, nature, sun, coldness, warmness, whatever is there. And I love connecting with nature because it's so powerful and I can feel how it resources my whole beingness when I'm in the forest. And you can also see already how I start to glow, kind of, because I'm so in love with myself when I go into the forest. And then there is a part of me that holds me back to go to the forest, and maybe that doesn't like to go to the forest. And for me, it's even, I noticed that there is some shame around it to admit it, because there is many things that I tell myself about the parts of me that don't go to the forest. And I advise you to also listen to what I say. There are stories I tell myself. So it's really thoughts that I have about myself, about the part that is not going to the forest. It's something around that I'm lazy, that I don't care for my well-being, that I don't care for the things that are actually good for me. So I'm destructive, I'm tired, I'm resourceless. So, and those are the things I don't want anybody to see, actually. And I don't want to see it myself too much, because it scares me even a bit. There's even something like I'm fearing to look at this and give this so much space that I'd rather push it away. And so I take those parts that I want to push away and put them in my hand and really look at them and see those identities of me, those beliefs, those thoughts about myself as something precious that wants to tell me something about myself. And as something that has needs also. So I start to feel how it feels to have these thoughts about myself. And I can sense already some hopelessness, some sadness, some tiredness. And I also feel vulnerable. So you see, the sigh is already a good sign of something that has landed in my body. And I stay with it for a bit. Yeah, it's interesting what comes up when I stay with these feelings. I connect to situations in my childhood where I was not allowed to lie around and be lazy. And I was outside a lot. I was a lot in the garden and playing. And I guess there were times when I was just tired and I wanted to sleep long or just watch TV. And I was not really allowed to watch a lot of TV. And I connected this girl who loved just to be in her room and read. And I feel touched when I connect to this small girl, because I see the beauty in it. I see the beauty in spending the whole day in a small room and reading and contemplating. I connect also to the art that was emerging out of these times where I was just in my space, in my small bubble. And I feel moved. Also because I sense how much joy it would have brought if this small girl would have had a sense of safety, of not being interrupted, and of endless time, like a real big spaciousness in her, yes, in her solitude. I connect to the needs of her and this part of me, and the needs are spirituality, creativity, nothingness, spaciousness, owning a sense of pace, in time. Right now I sense the shift in me, the shift from either or to both end, and I can see that all of it is necessary in my life. The forest, the nature connection, the going out, the being nourished and resourced, and also the staying in and really diving inward and having a safe space where creativity is emerging. And they play together. I can sense it in my body already. It's a unity, it's a dance, it's emerging. And maybe you can see already the shift from me forcing and having a bad conscience and feeling unworthy and shameful about not fully dwelling every day into the forest spirit, to an open field of newness, of something that is not forcing myself but is really taking in the whole of me and wants to take care of every part of me and sees the beauty in all of me, without knowing already what needs to be done, without knowing what is the good way, the good path, and what is the bad path, but more like what is the both and path. If you feel inspired, I invite you to do the same. I've prepared a guided process for you, an inner conflict care process that you can download and access in the description of this video, where you can take a situation of yours where you feel splitted, torn, neglecting a part of you, like being in conflict, in an inner conflict, and taking the time to listen to both parties in you that wants to be heard, that wants to be seen and acknowledged, and maybe want to meet each other and start, yes, creating something new. For me, taking care of our inner conflicts is really taking care of our change and flowing with the laws of the universe, like in thermodynamics, where it's so necessary to acknowledge this friction and the heat that is created, and it's a sign of change and it's a sign of immersion. And if we use the power of this heat, of this intensity, of these intense emotions, and channel it in a way it can be really useful, and where this friction, this conflict is a sign that real interaction, that real connection and real contact is happening. Let me know in the comments if you take something for yourself from this video. Download the process, use it anytime you need it, and thank you so much for your time, for your openness and your curiosity. If you want to know more and dive more into the world of nonviolent communication and caring for connection with yourself, with others and with life, please visit our website empathiceurope.com and discover all the offers we have for you. Soon in March, there will be Time for Empathy. It's a 1 week free possibility for you to explore and experience workshops all around nonviolent communication with trainers from all around the world. It's a once a year event. It happens the 8th time for this year. I hope to meet you there and experience learning, growth, community, depth, and so much more. Thank you for being here. Let's keep being inspired. Big love.